Time to meditate.
Hey, Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace.
Just moving so.
By the grace, radio.
Just moving so.
BCCSA. Unconscious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace, right to you. You decide your manana amabu, chibu, 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 doctor. With Pastor Mrs. MB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Good evening. I welcome you tonight in our show that is called Time to Meditate. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. This is our daily show that we are having that is called Time to Meditate. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now you can interact with us tonight. 0832894658. It is our WhatsApp number. 0832894658. It's also our office number, studio number that you can call, or 0732692731. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can Skype us on VTGM Radio. Or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then you click chat box on the right hand side. Tonight it is a beautiful Wednesday. We are just starting our show. Remember, we start our show with prayer. We are going to pray. I know that as I speak now, you may be driving, coming from work. You may be going to work. You may be going to church. You may be going to the hospital. You may be going to the stadium. I want to say to you that keep on tuning in. It's going to be awesome tonight. It's a special day, and I just checked on my Facebook page or on our website. There is somebody whose birthday today, so it's awesome, and it's going to be awesome. Now, tonight, as I told you, that we are going to talk about under the topic of, say, enjoy life as we are meditating. I'm going to give you the scripture that we are going to meditate with, and it's going to be awesome. Now, we start our show with prayer, as I'm going to pray. And they will invite God. After I have done that, after I have prayed, I'm going to give somebody today who is just going to do us a small joke for 5 seconds or 2 minutes. And we will continue. It's going to be awesome. And I believe that you are going to enjoy this show. Keep on tuning in until we finish from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. I told you that I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm hosting this show tonight, and I have noticed that Pastor Pat also will be joining me tonight in the studio, live in the studio. And Pastor KK as well will be joining me. There are a few people who will be joining us tonight. It's going to be awesome as we are talking about Enjoy Life. And as we will be celebrating the life of a young man by the name of Kokejo. And it's going to be awesome. Now, when this song playing, as it continue playing, we are going to pray tonight and invite God to be with us in this show tonight. It's going to be awesome.
We are your children, and we've gathered here today's meal. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven, forgive our sins.
Now, the song that is playing is just saying, Our Father who art in heaven, by Don Moon. That's a song that we are praying with. And then wherever you are, you may be driving, just pray with us as we are praying. You may be on the road, you may be running, or you may be going to the stadium, wherever you are going, just pray with us as we pray. We invite God tonight in this show. We are praying. Daddy, we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. We are praying. We say, Lord, tonight as we start this show, be with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We believe, Lord, that you are going to be with us. We believe that, Lord, you are going to help us. We believe that, Lord, you are going to restore our hearts, and you are going to restore our soul. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I believe that each and every listener who is going to tune in, who have just tuned in, I believe that their life will be restored. I believe that their hearts will be restored. I thank you, Lord. Forgive us our sins, God. We are praying tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, keep on enjoying the song as we have already prayed. And we're just playing this song so that you can continue to listen to it as we continue to meditate. Yeah, we are continuing to pray with this song. Remember, I told you that we have prayed. We invited God tonight to be with us, as tonight we are talking about Enjoy Life as you're still alive. What a beautiful Wednesday. Whoever we have just tuned in now, I want to say we appreciate your listening, especially to you. I can see that my friend Hilma from Namibia, she has just tuned in. I can see that people in South Africa also, they just tune in. I thank you very much. Keep on tuning in. It's going to be awesome tonight as we are talking about enjoy life. That's what we are talking about tonight. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The song that is playing is by Don Moon, saying that forgive our sins as we pray. So it is 16 past 6 South African time, and we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now tonight in the studio, I am joined by somebody who is today, he was born on this day many years ago. His birthday today, together with some people who are birthday today. I have checked on my profile, I have checked on my timeline. I see that there are a lot of people that I know who are birthday today, and we want to say to them, happy birthday to them. Those whom we couldn't have time to speak to them, those whom we couldn't have time to call them. But tonight we are having Kokecho, one of our media in by the Grace Ministry, and he is a comedian, and his birthday today. As we continue talking about life, enjoy life, we will sometimes add on what he have done in his life, what he's doing, what he have enjoyed in life, as we continue. And I believe that the Heavenly Father is going to help us, he's going to be with us. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the following number, 083-289-4658. It is our studio number. It is also our WhatsApp number that you can use to interact with us in the studio. Or you can send us SMS on the very same number. Or what you can do, you can also Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email on radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then you can click a chat box there. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamawolo, as I'm doing this show, A Time to Meditate, a show that starts from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And it's going to be awesome as we are continuing to talk about life. It's going to be awesome, and I believe that there are things that we are going to learn as we are continuing.
Time to meditate with John Mamawolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
by the Grace of
Transformation.
Oh,
Okay, the song that is playing is by Ada, saying that you do what people will do. Now God is the only one who can say yes, and people will say yes. That is what the song is saying as we are meditating tonight. Just keep on enjoying the song as we are continuing to meditate. It's going to be awesome, and it is awesome. I believe that there are things that you are going to learn, and we are going to enjoy things together as we continue. Continue listening to the song. After the song, then I'm going to give you the verse, and then we continue. Now you are welcome to interact with us, as I already gave you the number. I'm going to repeat those numbers as we continue. Jesus is the one who made the blind see. Is the only God, Jesus, who can change your situation. There is no one who can change your situation. It's only Jesus that the Ada she's singing about. That the God who can change water, the God who can change wine to water, the God who can change your situation, God who can heal you. It is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Tonight we are talking about life. We are talking about life. Enjoy life as you are still alive. That's what we are talking about tonight. And the scripture that we are using is in the book of Ecclesians chapter 2, verse number 24. That's a scripture that we are meditating with tonight. Ecclesians chapter 2, verse number 24. Now it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be good. We are going to learn a lot. And remember, I told you that tonight I am excited that I have the birthday boy today by the name of Gokecho, all the way from Polokwane, Limpopo, Ramujaji. Now he came all the way from there. We are together in a studio in Rava Ridge, in our studio. It is awesome. We are going to meditate together as we are going to talk about life. As we continue talking about enjoy life, there are things that we will talk about his life that he have done, that he have achieved. And as well as Pastor Patrick from Peter Retief, he will be joining me in a few minutes as well. It's going to be awesome. And as we continue during the show, Pastor KK, he will be joining me on the line. He is in Soweto, and there are lots of people that will be talking with about life. How do they understand life? As we're talking about that, you should enjoy life as long as you are still alive. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter if you feel like. But I want to say to you that wherever you are tonight, we are talking about that you should enjoy life. In the book of Ecclesians chapter 2, verse number 24. That's a scripture that we are reading tonight. Let me read it what it says. If you can start from verse 1. I'm not going to start from verse 1. But you can start from verse 1 if you have time. But we are going to meditate from the book of chapter number 2, verse number 24. But during your spare time, you can start from verse number 1, will you understand? The heading, it talks about the vanity of self-ignorance. That's what it talks about. But for me, my main concern is in the book of verse number 24. That is where we are reading tonight. It's saying, there is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. Okay? That was King Solomon. He said, there is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. That is the scripture tonight that we are meditating about. Now, the Bible tells us that King Solomon, he came to conclusion, or he came to this writing, and he said, there is no one in the world who have enjoyed life like him. Because he realized, he made some researches. Remember, the Bible says King Solomon was a wise man. He was the only king who was wise man. And there were never a king who was wise like King Solomon. Now, remember, he said he have enjoyed life. Now, sometimes I ask myself, why he's saying he have enjoyed life? Because King Solomon, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. I mean, just imagine, 700 wives and 300 concubines. I mean, because some people, they are saying, wives, they are stressed. I don't know. Those are the people who are saying that. I'm not agreeing with them. I'm not agreeing with them. But there are people whom some, they say, life is a stress. That's what they say. You hear people. Some of them, they even go to the tavern to buy a beer. They said, I want to remove the stress of life. Okay? I want to remove the stress of life. Some people, when it's Friday, immediately when it's Friday, they leave, they arrive at work, and when they arrive at home, they put the uniform, if they are soldiers or policemen, they wear their clothes, and then they go to tavern until Sunday. They're going to come on Monday. When you ask them what happened, they said, I was trying to remove the stress. Because I'm having too much stress. Things are not working for me. But here we are learning about this man, the king of Israel, the wisest man in the whole world. Because the Bible tells us when King Solomon was praying, God visited him and he said to him, what can I do for you? He said to King Solomon, ask whatever that you need, and then I, the Lord, I will provide. Now, out of everything, King Solomon requested a wisdom. I don't know if it was me and you, we were going to request money and said, I need money. I need 1, 2, 3, 4. But King Solomon, he requested wisdom. He said, God, give me wisdom so that I can be able to rule these people with a wisdom. That's why when you read in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that the wisdom is very important. That is why, if you remember, if you can go to the book of Kings, it tells us there were two women whom these women, they were a prostitute. Okay, they were prostitutes. But the Bible tells us that one day they were pregnant. Okay, they were both pregnant. And then they went to a labor ward where they delivered the baby boys. But now, the Bible tells us that during that process, after they gave birth to the baby boys, the Bible says they were all sleeping. The other one was drunk. And then, I don't know, I can't say if it's a mistake or what happened, but the Bible tells us that the other one slept on a baby and the baby died. And the other one changed the baby. She swapped the baby and took the one who is alive and put on her bed and gave the one who is dead and put it on another person, another lady. But now, what we are learning here, the Bible tells us that because King Solomon had a wisdom that he have asked from God, the Bible says he had a knowledge to judge this issue or to solve the problem that was happening. Now that's why I'm saying to you that Solomon, he had a wisdom. That is why where we just read is the scripture that I gave you in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 24. It is saying, there is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. Okay? That is King Solomon. He's saying, there is no one who have enjoyed life more than I have. I don't know. Now, as I say this, will you say you have enjoyed life, or will you say I'm busy trying to enjoy life? There are people now, when you ask them, they will tell you that my life is miserable. Or they will say to you, for these 54 years, or for these 42 years that I lived in the world, I lived a miserable life. But tonight, what as we meditate, I want you to see into this. I want you that one of the good days, you should say, there's no one who have enjoyed life more than I have. Okay? Because he's saying, there is no one who have enjoyed life more than I have. And he continues saying, and this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy. The work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. In other words, he said, I also saw that it's a gift from God. Now, let's do this. As we are continuing, let's just go to the break. And when we come back, then Gogojo Mukanzi, he's going to share with me something in the studio tonight as we continue to meditate. We're talking about enjoy life. Now let's go to the break. We come back.
By the Grace Ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him, people of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texirek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus. Just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there. Together with By the Grace Band. Together with By the Grace Worship Team. And our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye bye.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the way,
church will be soon.
Yeah, we are back from the break. It is awesome. It is awesome. We are meditating. We are talking about we should enjoy life. Because where we read about King Solomon when he said, there is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. That is King Solomon. He's proud of it. He said, there is no one who have enjoyed life more than I have. And this is what I have learned. The best thing people can do is to eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. Now, I read it in English Revised Version. Now, I want to read it in in the message so that you can understand. I'm going to read it in the message. It says, the best thing we can do is, okay, the best you can do with your life is have a good time and get by the best you can. The way I see it, that is a divine faith. That's what he say. The best you can do with your life is have a good time and get by the best you can. Meaning you must live as the best as you can. That is the message. Now when you go to good news, it's saying the best thing we can do is eat and drink and enjoy what we have earned. And yet I realize that even this comes from the Lord. That is what King Dave, King Solomon, he said. He said, there is, when you read in Amplified, it says, there is nothing better for a man than to eat and drink and assure himself that there is a good in his labor. Even this, I have seen it from the hand of God. Alright? So unfortunately, I wanted to read it in Xhosa. Somehow, hey, it's gonna be tough. I'm gonna read it in some other way, and Kokecho will laugh here, and yeah. So, but, fortunate enough, I have noticed that Pastor Pet has already arrived. He's just preparing himself. If we were in the TV, we were gonna say he's doing a makeup. He's a makeup artist, you know, in the TV. But unfortunately, we are in the radio. Now there's no makeup, but he's somehow preparing himself. It is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The song that you see, you heard it playing in the background, is Elijah Oyelande, Glorious God. Your name is Alpha. Your name is Omega. So tonight we're talking about enjoy life. Whoever we have just tuned in now, I can see that you keep on tuning in. People are keep on tuning in, joining the show tonight. I appreciate you. It is awesome. It's going to be awesome. We're going to learn lots about enjoying life. Now, it said, there is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. That is King Solomon. He is proud of it, that he have enjoyed life. There is no one who have enjoyed life. Now, he's teaching us that we should also enjoy life. And he said, that he have learned that the best thing that people can do is to eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. And also so that this comes from the Lord. That is what he's saying. Now, let me just do this. I just want Kokecho to greet our listener tonight. And after that, and then we continue further. I welcome you, Kokecho, tonight in our studio. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine, and thanks.
Now, let me just welcome you officially, because I have noticed that you have traveled all the way from Limpopo to Midrand in the studio just to do this show. Or you can tell us your purpose for you coming here, so that we can understand.
Yeah. This favor, KK, the comedian, yeah, the Limpopo's finest comedian, Vatileji Kamuka. Now I'm paid, I'm Sotho. So, let me take this great opportunity and thank you for listening to me here. Balobe duka moka kere akichena kwa mkakiluta mise kile dumedi se kiri yoke na favor mkansi awan kana mo rubber rich extension tool and midrent kana mo ya. Okay, the purpose for me to being in here is to come and celebrate with the listeners of By the Grace Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So I thank you, sir, for come and enjoy with our listener tonight, as we are celebrating your life and those many years that you were born. We thank God for that. And tonight, as we are meditating talking about life, that we should enjoy life as long as we are still alive. Now, we are just learning that King Solomon is telling us that there is no one who have enjoyed life more than he have done. And he said that he have learned that the best thing that you can do is to eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. You know, this thing is very tough, because he's saying the best thing that we can do is to eat. Meaning when you eat, it's part of enjoying life. That is what King Solomon was saying. But as we continue talking, you're going to understand what actually he was trying to say. Because there are people sometimes who are going to misinterpret what he's saying. Because he said that we should eat and drink. But nowadays is when people, they go to a tavern to drink. They said they are trying to enjoy life. But some of them, they tell you that the reason why I'm drinking, I have too much stress. They will tell you that the problem why I'm drinking is I have too much stress from my wife. I have too much stress from my family. I have too much stress from my employee. I have too much stress from my husband. I have too much stress from my children. But tonight, as we are talking, we want you to enjoy this life, the life that does not have a stress. Now, that is why you see many people, they kill themselves. As I speak today, when you check on the news, you will see that there are people who lost their life because they killed themselves. There are people who are killing children. There are people who are killing wives. There are people who are killing husbands. There are people who are killing each other because they say they are tired of life. But tonight, I want to encourage you. I want to say to you that as long as you're still alive, there is hope. Don't give up there. I want you to enjoy this life as long as you're still alive. It's not too late yet to correct. It's not too late yet to meditate and to look back and say, now I'm starting afresh. I'm starting as there is no tomorrow. That's why the Bible says we must live today as there's no tomorrow. Each and every opportunity that you get in life, you must live as there is no tomorrow. Because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. You don't know what will happen next week. As we continue to meditate and enjoy life, that is very important. That because so that at the end of the day, you should see, I have enjoyed life more than what I thought. There is no one who have enjoyed life more than I have. You know, when you read in the First Timothy, the Bible tells us when Paul was about to die, he said, I have run my race. I have finished the course. In other words, he was saying, I have enjoyed my life. Now, let me tell you, as you are alive, you are running the race. But I don't know when you are going to finish your race. Are you going to say, I have run my race, I have finished the course? In other words, King Solomon said, I have run my race, and I have finished the course. And there is no one who have enjoyed life more than the way I have enjoyed life. People, they will say, well, there are people sometimes when I talk to them, they say to me, I mean, you find a person, he is having a beautiful wife, a beautiful children, the person decides to leave them and go and sleep in a shack. He's saying that I'm trying to enjoy life. The person goes to the party and they sleep in the party the whole weekend. From Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they are there. When you ask them, they tell you that I enjoy life. Some of them, they tell you that I'm having too much stress. But in actual effect, you are not enjoying life. You are making a miserable of yourself. You are making a miserable of yourself. Now, Solomon is saying that he have enjoyed life. And there is no one who have enjoyed life more than him. Now, I want to say to you that I want you that one day you should say to yourself, I have enjoyed life There is no one who have enjoyed life more than I have enjoyed. That is what we are talking about tonight. We're talking about that we should enjoy life as long as we are still alive. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 3. I mean, Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 12, as we continue talking about life, that you should enjoy life. Don't allow anything that will stop you for not enjoying life. Okay. Now, people, some of them, they will say to you, I have enjoyed life the time when I was single, when I did not have a wife. I was able to enjoy life. Now I'm no longer enjoying life. The people are saying that. They said, I no longer enjoy life the way I used to enjoy life. You ask them why. They said, no, it seems that there's too much stress. I married by mistake. I worked by mistake. I have grown by mistake. That's what people are saying. But I want to say to you, you are not mistake. You are not mistake. Now you need to enjoy life as there is no tomorrow. You need to enjoy life as there is no tomorrow. When you woke up in the morning, you should tell yourself that I'm going to live as I'm not going to see tomorrow. When you woke up and go to work, you should say, I'm going to work as there is no tomorrow. Whatever you do, you must do as there is no tomorrow. If you love your wife, you must love your wife as there is no tomorrow. Like whatever that you are doing, do as there is no tomorrow. But don't drink beer and say you are drinking as there is no tomorrow. Because the people, they will say, they just said, whatever I do, I must do as there's no tomorrow. No, no. Because people, they're going to drink. Some of them, they're going to kill and said, I'm killing as there's no tomorrow. No, that is not enjoying life. That is a torture. You torture yourself. You torture yourself. Now, let's go to, as I told you, Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 12 until verse 13. It said, I learned the best thing for people to do is to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. God wants everyone to eat, drink, and enjoy their work. These are the gift from God. Remember our main verse that we just read is Ephesians chapter 2:24, where we read, hearing about King Solomon when he said, there is no one who have enjoyed life more than what he have done. More than what he have enjoyed. And he said, he also learned that the best thing that we can do is to eat, drink, and enjoy the work that we must do. And he said, he have shown that that comes from the Lord. In other words, the life that we are living, it comes from the Lord. Don't listen to a person who's saying, when I won't see tomorrow. If you see tomorrow, you're going to see what I'm going to do. I mean, there are people who are threatening us. There are people who are telling us, as if like they are the source of life. They are not the source of life. Your promotion does not come from men. It comes from God. Whatever that you got, you need to say, I got from God. Unless, because I know there are people who are doing things so that they can get what they got. As I speak now, I know there are people who bought some work. You know, you bought a work, you got that position because you bought it. Some people, as I speak, I know that some of them, they have used their body in order to get that position. Now, it is a problem because somebody is going to remove you into that position because you have been, somebody put you into it because you gave him something. Okay? Somebody gave you that whatever that you have because you gave him something. For example, to the ladies, some of them, they use their body to get whatever they want. Now, it is a problem because at the end of the day, the person, when things are bad, he's going to tell you that you're going to lose that post. But I want to say to you, if you enjoy life as there's no tomorrow. Don't allow anybody to try to drag you down. Don't allow anybody who can try to put you down. This life belongs to God. The life that you live in, it belongs to God. There's a song that David G. I want you to listen to a song where he's saying, "My trust is in you, Lord." Let me tell you tonight, as we are talking about life, enjoy life. Put your trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust in someone. Don't put your trust in me as a pastor, because I will sometimes disappoint you. Don't put your trust in Sangoma. Don't put your trust in your manager. Put your trust in the Lord, because the Lord will never disappoint you. Lena, as a person, I've got my personal problems. Sometimes you can put your trust in me, you can rely on me, and then you will fall. But when you put your trust in the Lord, believe in me, you will enjoy life. Now just enjoy this song as we continue to meditate. The time is 7 minutes to 7. As we continue, remember I am still with a birthday boy, Kokecho. I'm going to sing for him. And I'm going to have some people whom he doesn't know. Some guests whom they're going to just sing for him. He doesn't know those guests, but it's going to be awesome. Now just listen to this song. Ada, David G is saying, "My trust is in you, Lord, and I put my trust in the Lord." That is where you can put your trust, because people, they put their trust in people and they end up being disappointing you. because you put the trust in them. And the people, they end up being killing themselves. When you found out the root cause was they trusted on someone, and that person took everything that they had. Maybe sometimes you did a partnership with someone in the business, and that person somehow decided to rob you. But tonight I want to say to you, put your trust in the Lord. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can interact with us, 03-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. It's also our studio number, 03-289-4658. Radio at bythegrace.org. That is our email that you can send us email. You can send us SMS, 03-289-4658. You can Skype us on BTGM Radio. You can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can chat to us there. Now, whoever who is birthday today, I want to say to you that happy birthday to you. And enjoy this day and continue to enjoy life, as we are talking about that we should enjoy life. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, 24. Now we went to our second scripture of the what we call is the referral scripture, so that you can understand. Because in 24 we read when Solomon was said, there's no one we have enjoyed more than him. And then in Ecclesiastes 2, 3, 12, 13, where it said that he have learned that the best thing that we can do is to enjoy and be happy with ourselves as long as we're still alive. Now I want to say to you that as long as you're still alive, enjoy this life as there's no tomorrow. Because he's saying in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12, he have learned that the best thing that a person can do is to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they're still alive. Because on that side, there is, you're not going to enjoy life. You need to enjoy life as long as you're still alive here. Don't wait for tomorrow to enjoy life. If you need to travel and go to Durban, go to Durban. Because some people, some of them, they will say to you, I'm going to enjoy life when I reach 40. Some they say that life began at 40. How can life begin at 40? Because it began the time when you were born. People, they say things. They said, yeah, life began at 40. When people, they turn 40, they're going to say life began at 40. But now, as long as you are still alive, you must enjoy life. Doesn't matter. You may be 10 years. Enjoy that life. I'm not saying you must go to the party so that you can enjoy life. Because there are people who are saying that when they go to the party, they enjoy life. No. What Solomon was saying that the best thing that we can do is to be happy and enjoy ourselves. And he continues saying, God wants everyone to eat and drink and enjoy their work. These are the gifts from God. Meaning to eat is part of gift. Because there are people who can't eat because of the disease that they have. There are people who told them that you mustn't eat. When you eat, you're going to die. Now, they no longer enjoying life because they can't eat. There are people who can't even work. Because they told them that because of your condition, you can't work. Whoever who still have this opportunity, you still having the opportunity of working, you still have the opportunity of eating, you still have the opportunity of doing whatever that you need to do. Do it. Because some people, they can't do it. They want to do it, but they can't do it. But that's what I'm saying. You need to enjoy life as long as you're still alive. Alright, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse 22. It says, so I saw the best thing people can do is. Okay. So I saw that the best thing people can do is to enjoy what they do. Because that is all they have. Besides, no one can help other people see what will happen in the future. I saw that the best thing people can do is enjoy what they do. Now, I want to say to you, Solomon was saying, he saw that the best thing that you can do is to enjoy what you are doing. Okay, I know that sometimes we are taking a wrong careers. Alright? You took a wrong career because of money. You're no longer enjoying it. Okay, you're no longer enjoying it. It's somehow a burden for you. Saying, you know, I took the position of being a nurse. Now, no, I can't see the blood. It's tough for me to see the blood. It's fine. You can correct it. Because we are meditating. Correct it. Correct it. If you can't correct it, it's too late for you to correct it. Just enjoy it. There are some decisions that we took based on what position that we were. Now, it is difficult for us to come out. But I want to say to you, enjoy it. There are people who are married because of the wrong reasons. There are people who are in a relationship because of the wrong reasons. Now, it is tough for you. You're no longer enjoying it. But let me tell you, you can't come out because you are not allowed to come out. Because the Bible says so. Especially those who are married. You are married to your husband. Your husband married you. You are staying there. Now you say it's difficult. You want to come out. The Bible does not allow you to come out. Just learn to enjoy it. Just learn to enjoy it. It is not easy. It is not easy. It is not easy. But Solomon is telling us that what he have learned is we should enjoy whatever that we are doing. If your work at work is to clean, I know you don't like it, but enjoy it. As you continue to enjoy it, they will see that you enjoy it. Then you will get a post. They will give you something different. Now, sometimes us at work, sometimes we are saying, no, you know, this company is not my company. No, 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 I'm just the employee. I don't get any share. But let me tell you, work as there's no tomorrow. Do your best as there's no tomorrow. Some people who are going to church, they said, no, I can't go and clean in the church. No, 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 that's not my church. I'm going to clean the time when I have my church. But let me tell you, do as there's no tomorrow. That work that you are working in, do as there's no tomorrow. Now, I'm going to Kokejo now. Remember, I have Kokejo in the studio. I'm going to give him this time to say whatever that he wants to say. As we continue to meditate, we are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. So now, let me do this before I give him a chance now. Let me do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the Grace. Just moving soon. By the Grace Radio. Just moving soon. BCCSA. Ronkantis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio. You decide a manana amabu uti moti amamu rata. Utona nil nane wala. Who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meditate. With John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Weeping my dust. For the night by joy. Comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people. With Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so we still continuing. We are about the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is awesome. We still continue. Let's continue Remember I told you that tonight I have Kokecho. I'm going to have Pastor Pet. I'm going to have some people that Kokecho, he doesn't know that they're going to be here. It's going to be awesome. As we continue to meditate, I told you that we read Ephesians 2:24, and we read Ephesians 3:12. Now I gave you Ephesians 3:22 when it said, "I saw that the best thing people can do is to enjoy what they do, because that is all they have. Besides, no one can help other person to see what will happen. There's no one who can help you to see the future." There is no one who can help me to see the future. I mean, there is no one who knows what future holds for me. The only person who knows that is God. It doesn't matter if you can say, I have major 5 or major 10. But that major 10 won't tell me what will happen in the future. Because that is why it's saying that there is no another person who can help you to see what the future hold. We don't know what future hold for us. That is why when we live as there's no tomorrow. Because we don't know where will we be tomorrow. Alright. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 9, 7 to 9. It said, "So go on and eat your food now and enjoy it. Drink your wine and be happy. It is all with God if you do these things. Wear nice clothes and make yourself look good. Enjoy life." Okay? Enjoy life. Now it said, enjoy life with the wife you love. Enjoy every day of your short life. God has given you this short life on earth, and it is all you have. So enjoy the work you have to do in this life. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Now, here is telling us that we should enjoy life. We should eat and drink and be happy. It is all what God has given us. We should wear the nice clothes and make ourselves look good. But okay, I somehow have a problem. Now, a person goes to the shop. He buys this trouser. Now he's wearing that trouser. He's telling you that I'm enjoying life. I'm wearing a nice clothes. But that clothes is torn apart. It's not what King Solomon is talking about here. King Solomon is saying that you must enjoy life. You must wear the nice clothes. You must wear the nice clothes. And you must look good. You mustn't live yourself like there are people who are just living themselves the way they are. They no longer taking care of their body. They do whatever they do. They don't care about their body. Now I was somehow my heart was troubled when I went home some other day in Polokwane, in my mother and my father's place. I there is this young man that we have grown together. As we were growing, he was young, I was big, the gap was a year. I was 1 year older than him. When I looked at him, he is no longer lookable. Like he does no longer have teeth. All teeth are gone. And he have some scratches on the face. He has some scratches on the head. And somehow my heart was somehow shaken. Now there are those people who are like that, whom they just leave themselves the way they are. Now here King Solomon is telling us that we should enjoy this life. We must wear the nice clothes. Nice clothes. I'm not talking about the expensive clothes. because there are people who are wearing expensive clothes, but they don't have food to eat. There are people who are having the expensive, driving the expensive cars. They don't have a place to sleep. There are people who are driving the expensive cars. They don't have things to eat. There are people who are having whatever that they have, but they no longer enjoy life. Now tonight, what I'm saying to you is, you should enjoy this life as there is no tomorrow. Now he also tells us that enjoy life with the wife you love. I know that you may be in a wrong marriage according to yourself, because you have married your wife with the wrong reasons. Now it is a problem. You no longer enjoy life with her. You feel like you gave her some names. You said she is a snake. And you said all those things. You no longer enjoy life with her. But here Solomon is telling us that we should enjoy life with the wife that you married. Enjoy every day of your life, because life is too short. Life is too short. Life is too short, and God has given us this short life on earth, and that is all what we have. So enjoy the work you have to do in this life. The work that you are doing, the work that you have, you need to enjoy it. I know it's not easy, because some people, they said, "Gwalari peanuts. What I get is it's nothing. Why should I enjoy when I get peanuts?" But let me tell you, just enjoy that work as you work. God is watching you, and God is the one who will make things happen. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's continue in our verse as we meditate. As I told you that we go into Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 18, as we continue to meditate. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. That is where we're going to read. It reads as follows. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I can see whoever we have just tuned now. I say to you, I welcome you to our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. With me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I am in a studio, and our number is 0832894658, 0732692731. Our studio number, our WhatsApp number is that one I give you, 0832894658. You can send us SMS on 0832894658. You can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You can WhatsApp us and send us a chat with us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 20. After I finish reading the scripture, I'm gonna give Kokecho a chance, just for 5 minutes. He's still having a long time, but I'm gonna give him 5 minutes. I'm gonna ask him some few questions about himself, and then as we continue. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18 and 20. It said, I have seen what is best for people to do on earth. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I have seen what is best for people to do on earth. They should eat, drink, and enjoy the work they have during the short time here. God has given them these few days and all that, and that is all they have. If God gives someone, some people, wealth, property, and the power to enjoy those things, they should enjoy them. They should accept the thing they have and enjoy their work. And that is gift from God. People don't have many years to live, so they must remember these things all their life. God will keep them busy with the work they love to do. Now that's what we are talking about. Now let me just do this as we are continuing to meditate. I'm going to play this song. After the song, and then we will continue. It's saying favor. Then we'll play the song saying favor. And then we will continue. Everything is favor. Then we'll continue.
I
Yeah, when I hear this song, you know, this thing surprised me because he once told me that his name is Favor, but I mean, from Gegejo to Favor, I mean, I don't understand. Always he's saying to me that his name is Favor, but this name is not in his ID. So in the ID is Gegejo Mkanzi, but every time he's saying his Favor. So I want him to tell me why he's saying his Favor, where is this Favor comes from. He must tell me.
Yeah, are gonna be kichena kwa mkakele tami seba tele chiba by the grace radio. Erin kirin malume ya khushi siyao. Samatoma Mr. Mamabolo, erin kile bojen mansuor. My name was Koketo Bruce John.
Yeah. Oh, your name was Koketo Bruce John.
Bruce John.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, I realize or no, I'm Bruce. When I'm asking my parents, they don't know the meaning of Bruce. Hey, but when I'm asking the meaning of John, they don't tell me. Kakushara wano, my name is John, elibu Bruce, give my name a gola. As I'm always saying that. Karawa, but why nchiela my name is Indian. Then kachenge, chakarno, nakapata lina lele beta nyana.
Okay.
Yeah, then is where I met Pastor Maswanganyi.
Okay.
Pastor Maswanganyi, negirgi performer, kamu entertain, aba more inspired. Then ambuja runo, when are you favored by God? Starting from today, your name is Favor. Kebulala, this thing from 4 years back. So it's because we are even today, ginor, kinna favor. I'm no longer Bruce, I'm no longer Johnny, I'm Koketo Favor. The Bolivarian's finest comedian, yeah. I can say that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I hear you. But I'm not convinced that you are Favor. You are Bruce Koketo. So, okay. All right. We are about the great radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is awesome. We continue to meditate. I we are continuing. Now we're going to go to Ephesians 6 verse number 2. And then by around 5:30, I'm gonna have somebody online. As we continue, there's no other way. Tonight, he is not in Petretif. He is in the headquarters in the studio tonight, and he's gonna join as well. He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice, so he's gonna join. I never said who, but he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna join as we're talking about enjoy life. We are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And now, Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 2, it said, God gives some people great wealth, riches, and honor. They have everything they need and everything they could ever want. But then God does not let them enjoy those things. Some stranger comes and take everything. This is a very bad and senseless thing. Now, that's what I'm saying. I want you to enjoy life wherever that you are, whatever that you are doing. It is very important to enjoy this life that God gave you. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. But as long as you are still alive, there is still hope for you. It doesn't matter what happened, what is happening. But there is still hope for you. You must enjoy this life. At the time is 7:26. It's 7:26. And it is awesome as we are enjoying life. So Ephesians 11, 9 and 10 is said. So young people, enjoy your life while you are young. Be happy, do whatever your heart leads you to do. Do whatever you want, but remember that God will judge you for everything you do. Young people, enjoy your life while you are young. Now to you, Kokejo, you must enjoy this life while you are young. Somehow, don't. Because there are people who are saying, I'm going to enjoy life when I get married.
Yeah.
Those people, they will say, me, the time I'm going to enjoy life, when I get married, I'm going to enjoy life. Then when they get married, they said, I'm going to enjoy life when I'm old. Now here, the Bible tells us that we should enjoy life as we are still young. So today, it's your birthday. My word to you is, as a young man, you must enjoy this life. Don't wish as if like you were married.
Yeah.
And I know that in your dreams, you can dream that. It's not wrong to dream that. But you must enjoy this life as you are still young, as you are still singing. Even if when you married, we still enjoy life when we married. But what I want to say to you is, you must enjoy this life as there's no tomorrow. You must enjoy life. It said, you must do whatever your heart leads you to do. That's what it says. But there are people whom their heart leads them to do wrong things. They end up entering into the relationships. They end up entering into the, what we call the this life, gangster thing. And they wear these trousers which are torn apart. And but they, according to them, they said no, that's what they must do. But whatever that your heart tells you, you must do. But you must be careful, because sometimes your heart will lead you to something that at the end of the day you're gonna regret. There are people who are in a relationship now, they wish that I was not in the relationship, but it's too late. There are people who have entered into things that they never thought that they will enter into it. Now tell me, Gogejo, in your lifetime, when you were born.
Yeah, I'm born in 1996, 19 September.
Okay. So now what challenges, like from until 96 until now, it is somewhere 23 years.
Yeah.
Into these 23 years of your life, what can you say? What is that you have learned? Do you think that, or do you wish that you were still young, like being a baby? Like what is your wish? Okay. Like now, from 1996 until now,
yeah,
it is 23 years. Ne? Meaning you lived for 23 years.
Mm.
Alright, you lived for 23 years.
Yeah.
So, do you, which moment, like when you remember, like which moment that you said, if I wish I was young, like young meaning like, mapimpa na wana.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have that wish, that you wish if you were young?
And Pastor, let me just say this. Allow me to say these words. Now I don't wish to go back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't wish. Because up to so far, as today, in terms of mediate, Rabule Lagawi enjoy. Now I think, get enjoy for now. Get enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You enjoy life.
Yeah, enjoy up to so far, because now can I responsibility, I do what I want in my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, what advice will you give to our listener, our youth? What advice are you giving them? What recipe are you giving them so that they can enjoy life? Because you are saying, when you are enjoying life, you don't want to go back. Because there are people, when I interact with them sometimes, they say to me, I wish I was young again, because when I was young, I didn't have responsibility. You know, responsibility meaning when I needed the money, they were giving me.
Yeah.
I mean, when you are young, like when you are young, when you want money to go to school, they make sure that they, even if they don't have, they will make a plan.
Yeah, they will make a plan, or unless I won't go there.
You won't go there.
Yeah, I won't go to school.
Yeah. You see, that's what I'm saying. That's what is happening to people. They say, okay, well, I wish that I was young, when my parents were able to take care of me.
Mm.
When I needed money for school fees, they were giving me.
Mm.
Sometimes some children, I don't know whether when I go to Joe, have you done it, Yaori? you go to your parents, you said them, I want money for homework. I don't know in your times, but during our times, there were these boys whom every time he goes home, if you want money, you say to them, they said they want money for homework. Now, because the parents, they were never educated, they don't know money for homework. What they know, they give you, but they didn't know money for homework. You see, that's how it is. I don't know in your case, have you experienced this thing that you had to lie to your parents, saying to them that you want money for homework?
yeah, ne. Okay, but erin gubulele manzior oyakana gisar ge injoya. The first question was saying gile advice. My advice is to say, in life, have the I can attitude, and Oscar yakali friends. Allow me to say this, or the way banguri si jenga hona is because why today gisabiga waga depend on umutyo mung. So Mr. Mamabolo, gise mowe radio today. Kabatla wachaba tili jiga mukala baswa. Uhubela chele to batswali, it's not a problem. Ngasiri is a bad thing, but it depends how we upela jang wena. We upela in which good reasons. So up to so far na kibona gi enjoy and gal advice alele na or no. If you can live a holy life as a Christian or vialuka mang le mang mol fasting apela. Or no, you can do that, Luena. Okay, achieve that thing. Well, that thing, yore. One day I want to see myself on this. Not the thing, yore. Kese kaba kagra opportunity au opera too much. It's because of mudimu umblesije when I'm still young. Plus minus 19 years or 18, 19 years. I was starting to work in that time. It's because why kese kaba kavale that thing yela ya chelete ya umweke wae wale lan akisangi ji experience that thing ya chelete ya umweke yeah akisangi ji experience mudimu ntusi jenna because of gibilele the I can attitude.
Do you know Gogajo that even now as we speak there are people who are in tertiary, ne? They are in tertiary, they still tell their parents that they want money for chemistry. I mean they still tell their parents that they I heard a story of this young man. Somehow he had the privilege of getting a bazaar. Wana go school long the wafa bazaar, but okay, they give you bazaar. Now he never declare it to the parents. Now the parents were still sending him money, but whereas the bazaar gave him money. So are we saying that person is enjoying life? Or he's doing a robbery life.
He's not enjoying at all.
Why are we saying he's not enjoying? Because now he's getting money. He's getting a money on two accounts. He's getting from the parent and from the bazaar.
Ndumele ngibulele taba yaore. Are ka compare taba e botse. Chelete nngwe I think ka tsela e botse. I think Murutin Dumelen Giri Chelete, I think that's a labels. Yeah. And the thing, each and everything, yes, that thing got the labels in all the consequences.
Okay.
Yeah. I can rob a valley, Ajaya Bazari, Ajaya Batswali, but at the end, they got pass.
Okay.
Yeah. There is, okay, allow me to say this.
Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Okay, you can take over this fight.
No, continue. I give you, continue.
Okay, it's by Enevele, Ajaya Bazari. Ajalea batswali, and if you can check or na chelete ya batswali u isha kai adire a good thing o ga no kira le motho le bible ya sna yona a ya majwaleni the peer pressure tsa malichomi and other stuff.
Okay. I heard Gogoji, you said you had a privilege of starting working at the age of 18.
Yeah.
Now you know there are people when I interact with, ne, they say I can't wait for my first salary. Like, let me give you an example. When I was in school during our times, ne, Kogeju, during our times, I can't remember, but during our times, they sometimes we had that thing of saying, you know, we were wishing. Because somebody will say to you that the time I go to tertiary, I'm going to start enjoying life. You know why? He's saying that I'm going to have what we call freedom. Because he said, no, when I stay with my parent, I can't enjoy life. So they were saying that when I go to tertiary, I'm going to enjoy life. But the thing is, when they, especially ladies and even the boys, when they go to tertiary, some of them, when they, within a year, you find that they will tell you that he's pregnant.
Eish.
He's pregnant. So, in other words, he said, I'm going to go to tertiary so that I can enjoy life. Are we saying that life is in tertiary? Can we say that life is only enjoyable in tertiary?
Yeah. I can say that because I've experienced that.
Okay.
Yeah. I went from that stage. Lin namuruti lebati le jigamu by the grace sharing kile boje manzor lin nakichwa or namu stage in sale ki budiche sor no after kuna chaya on a secondary level karno ay life iko teshar.
Oh, you said life is at teshar.
Iko tesh and velika fita teshar gaivo na life yeo. It's just that it depends on you whether you choose, you take it or not.
No, but I want to understand, when you say life is at tertiary,
oh,
what can you explain? What can you explain?
Okay, outside more secondary level, kaha eba onyaka ka 6 o'clock, unwala du homework, like stuff away job ubujisa uyakoka, you see, let's go to church when let's go to church or else you won't eat today, you see, such. Then finally of the tertiary, no one will ask you about the church, no one will ask you whether you have written your homeworks or not, whether you're attending or not. You just choose. They just send the parents, they just send money. Then when you eat money, you drink, you see. That okay. Thing in all of my opinion, it's nice, you know, but it depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's just go to the break, and then when we come back, we will continue, and it's gonna be awesome.
Morna di teto di autswanela. By the grace ministry. Soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texirek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul. Searching for a soul. Go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's going to be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
My desire to
That is Michael W. Smith is saying, Lord, I give you my heart. As we continue to meditate, what a beautiful night. Now listen to this, a second song again by Don Moon, I give you. It's saying that our Father is a prayer that we're praying tonight. That may God help us to live our life in fullest. Enjoy the song, we'll continue. This is the song that we'll be singing forever. Don Moon, glory is the Lord. As we continue to meditate, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is 7:48. 0832894658 0732692731. That is our WhatsApp number, 0832894658. BTGM Radio on Skype. Radio at bythegrace.org. It's our email. www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can chat to us there. Time to meditate is awesome. Don Moon, our Father. As we continue, our Father who art in heaven. It's a wonderful prayer, a good prayer as we meditate. We are saying to each and everyone who's birthday today, happy birthday to you. It is awesome. And very, very awesome. I'm with Kokecho Mukanzi. He said his name is Favor, but he said he was Bantu Mukanzi. Kokecho Bantu Mukanzi John. Recently his Favor. So, but we're going to learn a lot. I have some people who will tell us. If really, is this name Favor his name or what? It's going to be awesome. Now, I'm going to start with, let's do this. Let's just do this. My first caller that I'm calling now. Okay, let me start with the lady. I think they said ladies first. Said ladies first. Let's go. Let's go.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Good evening, Messi. Maruping Sipat. Oh no no, I forgot to say Evangelist Messi Sipat.
Yes, good. Yes.
The title that came in one day.
Yes.
Yeah, ne? So we are having Kokecho Radi Coffee. Kokecho Radi Coffee Mukanzi. So in a studio today it is his Kasho Barging, his birthday, Kasho. So when can you tell me how do you know Kokecho?
Kokecho, we met way back. Recently, this old structure was Gregory Arena. All night prayer, he was playing for me.
Oh.
But I didn't know him at that time.
Oh, when you only saw the dreadlord.
Yeah, at that time he
and,
was.
It was what?
Naslachon at that time.
Okay.
He was just this small boy, Nyana, and then playing the keyboard. We were dancing, we enjoyed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what is that you have learned or what you have noticed from him?
Okay, Kokecho is quite funny, and then, yeah, he's kind. He's quite funny and kind at the same time.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm. So. He's quite funny, okay. You know, the last year, I think he just had a Muruti will second me, but I'm not sure. Last year he was wearing...
Muruti now.
I have Pastor... I have Pastor Fred in the studio. He just has so he's in the studio, so I don't know, because today is live in the studio. He's not in Peter Retief. Somehow I don't know why he's afraid. I think he's afraid of Kokecho.
Yeah, I think so.
He doesn't want to talk. I don't know what did Kokecho do, but he will talk on me. I remember last year December, if I'm not mistaken, he came there with Christmas mungat, but it was not Christmas. and with the dreads. And I thought maybe, because yesterday I heard that officially they have announced that you can smoke marijuana life. So, and then when I saw Kokecho with the dreadlocks, I thought he's okay.
He's what?
So, okay. So, alright. What else I want to ask you? Okay, is he funny?
Yeah, he's quite funny.
Okay,
and then
you know what is his names?
Yes.
Can you tell me his names?
Kokecho Favor Mkansi.
Is this name Favor in the ID?
No, okay, I don't know the second one.
Yeah, you see now. So you see now, because you can't say he's Favor. So this Favor, he adopted the name of Favor last assignment in where were we now?
Amapalle.
Recently, yeah. He said his name is Favor, but I surprised. I mean, Kokecho, Radi Coffee Mukanzi. How can he be Favor?
Yeah.
So what else will you say before I add someone?
Kokecho. Oh, he's such a character, that one. Like, okay, he's more like Samuel. Let me say he's more like Sam. So, he's such a character that he finds something to laugh about in a situation.
Okay.
Like, he just has life in him.
What are that gaulo? What
are Yeah, and he loves food. He does love food.
Ah, well, okay. What are orengo gaja? Oru ena umhubula gaju gifing.
Yeah.
Gee, I forgot, but I remember it was just guy July Mo. We were together. He was playing the drums for night. This other party man. is a character like. I enjoy being around him.
Unspeakable.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Iri, let's just do this as I get someone on the line. There is this song, Masingita. We're going to sing the song. Then I will get someone.
Okay.
Good evening, KK, Malaji. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Murugi. Good evening.
I welcome you to a daily show, Time to Meditate. And how was your day?
My day was quite fine. My day was very, very fine because I'm still around the areas of Lenasia.
Okay.
So I was just touring around Kembelihle. Although I didn't arrive at the taxi rank.
Oh, you did not arrive at the taxi rank, but you were in Tembalihle. I mean, before you enter Tembalihle, you must pass taxi rank.
I don't even know. I'm not even sure of the taxi rank. I was just passing there. That's at by Trade Route Mall.
Okay.
So I think Tembelihle is just outside Trade Route.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Otherwise, my day was fine.
But what have you noticed there when you were doing the when you were spying the land?
Tembelihle, from what I have observed, Tembelihle is one of those castles, you know, that are not really, really too much or well developed in terms of in comparison with other castles. But what I've also noticed that, you know, a lot of people that are there, you know, in mixed racials that are there, I think from what I've observed, they are ready for the gospel. They are so hungry for the gospel.
Okay. So, Murugi, tonight we have this man by the name of Kokejo. You know, when we were in assignment in, what do you call? Where is that now? Amapal. Recently, his name changed from Kokejo to, he had another name. He said his name is Favor. So, I was somehow not understanding why is he saying his favor. And I want you to tell me, how do you know this young man?
This young man, I think the first time I met him, well, I've been seeing him on other assignments that we've been having, but I've always thought he's one of those guys that are just interested in following the ministry, you know, just interested in playing the musical instruments. But then this particular, on this other particular assignment in Leboa Home, that's when I really got to know him.
Okay.
You know, although in other assignments he was with us, but for me, I was not really taking him as somebody I could really consider. So, but on this particular assignment in Leboa Home, that's when I saw his amazing passion for the gospel. That's when I got to sit with him down, ask him his vision, his belief, his views about God.
Mm-hmm.
And what really caught my attention in him was how he was really hands-on.
Okay.
In general.
Okay.
Because when, you know, normally we always complain about the those guys who are connected.
Yeah.
We are always complaining.
The likes of Samuele, because I'm gonna have him on the line as well. He knows the likes of Samuele.
Yeah, I think even Samuele is the leader of the gang. You know,
it's your love, Ruth.
That's the truth.
he's a leader in this thing of
Samuel, the likes of Samuel, they will be just on the phone immediately when he finishes playing. We say amen, he's on the phone, he will be talking over the phone. Even when he say, guys, let's try to pack up, it will be sloppy, we'll just be talking. Now, but this young man, Gogejo, I, you know, that's one thing I really, really, really liked about him, that he was very hands-on.
Yeah,
Very, very organized in terms of packing his stuff. He knows his stuff, he knows his position. You know, he doesn't compete. He's so, so, so full of life and energy.
Okay.
And, you know, I observed him from then. I also realized that in the following assignments that we were going, he was always consistent in what he's doing. You won't have to tell him to do something. You won't have to beg him. He's the first person to arrive at the scene. He's the last person to leave.
Okay.
For me, that's one of the things that I said. You know, this, if we can have this kind of man in ministry, we are really going far.
Okay, German. Yeah, so you hear the Muruti saying, Uri, you are hands on. But I'm not sure. I will confirm it. I will confirm it with Pastor Pet. Let me confirm. So you see we've got Pastor Pet in the studio, but what surprises me is, I think, because Kokecho is here, Kokecho is, so then now Muruti doesn't want to, I don't know, maybe, yeah. But, okay.
He's coming.
Okay, let me, I'm gonna continue with this. But let me just put someone on the line again, who will tell us about this young man. And it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. Let me just add this guy. But I'm gonna add him with the song saying this song. Batheletse baka dumelang.
Eh sorela.
Eh le kae batheletse baka? So we. Eh no, Samu, I have Kokecho, I have Merci. I have Pastor KK. I have on standby Pastor Pat. We are talking about enjoying life, and we also look at Kokejo's life. So can you tell me, how do you know Kokejo? So firstly, I want to ask you, what is the name of Kokejo? Like, can you tell me full name of Mukanzi, Kokejo Mukanzi? What is his full names? Okay. Lena Feiva le Litwa guy, because Agili La Feiva le Litwa guy.
Lena Feiva le
Jau jaso, like you meaning jau tama was like food so.
No, it's still food.
Not like what so?
So I was only coming to my
Okay.
Okay.
So Vyale, Mbuje, tell me, Sam, what is that you remember? Like, what do you remember? Like, when you remember Kayon about this young man Koket? Kori, like, Mtai o Jugia Lai Wolela, or like something selurung o follow Mohopula Kayon aso.
And I'm over the job of the five. We don't know your car out west sailor. Hey, you got no, but this is Maravaja. We don't know what I'm talking about. No, man, Marona.
Okay.
Hey, come on, I'm going to take away and then Zabe.
Okay, good. Ever met Leon Ryogara? I'll be paying you, Mara. Paying you, and I'm away. Hey,
and I'm
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So well was a ruling Urna Sala Bisaliana Bell Agduru will lagain Gora Gum understand Uru Uru Sala Bisana.
Ah Anagala Ula Bisa Gaun Ugaunayana Gwabil in the way.
Okay.
Usala Bisa Marano Anabel Ula Bisa Soloa.
Okay. So okay, Iruwe Sarana Mogi Wujishe KK. Murud KK, what do you Umudzubaili, this guy Umudzubaili comedian, or when I'm Umudzubaili, so for the short time that you have known, you met this guy, as you have mentioned, Uri, this guy is always hands on, like as we mentioned that during the two assignments that we had, he was always on hands on. But the likes of Samuele and Samuele, the likes of Samuele, the likes of Samuele. Samuel is always on the phone. So, oh, what can you say? what can you say, Muruti, about, like, what, do you know this guy as a comedian? Do you think this guy is a comedian?
From what I can say, having observed him, is that, yeah, there is a comedian inside him. Although, sorry, I've never seen or heard him, you know, on a professional level in terms of him doing stand-up comedy or, but he's that kind that when he's around, you'll always be laughing, you know, he will just try to create something so that you must laugh. He will just say something, ask something, you know, do something, observe something that is not, you know, in order, create something so that people may just laugh.
Oh, so it's me now.
So, okay.
Gogedo is taking my spot.
Okay, Gogedo, he's taking your spot. Agree, when are you, you are evangelist, Messisi Party, what is another name? Messisi Party, what's another name?
Overseer,
yeah, I'm saying. I get you saying, Ori, he's taking your spot. I'm saying, hey, yeah. So
I get about it. He observes, and let me not observe.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay, fine. Let me say, KK, continue. Continue, sir.
Yeah, no, he's one of those people, by Lord, they're very observant, and I think it's quite natural for most people, by Lord, they are comedians, they observe. What you think is normal, they just take a normal scene and make a joke out of it. And I think that's how and who this guy is. He will just see a normal service, and now will just go and fellowship, and you know, he will pick up four or five things that we're out of order, and he will create comedy out of them. You see, and that's how their mind is. And from that, you can really judge, you know, there's a comedian inside this man that is just awaiting opportunities and doors and support.
Okay.
You know, but I really believe that, although I haven't had him on a professional level, but from the little that I've interacted with him, I can tell that, you know, he has passion for this thing.
Okay. So, okay, so now, okay, fine. Samuel. Kinyaka kitanu. So okay, Mbuje. Tell me, king in tailoring, like we hopula kaya na so, like king in tailoring hopula kaya na so.
Mutago ka jomkan yoi. Wile okay, erin ge to mega dule. Nale nar tagane skulu ke khoma re mu dobone combine skulu. Ngen go ma dibano.
Okay.
Tora ri bidire ri go skulu ndra sa zalo re le mor no. We have something in common elo re ra de lo ndi ke tala bo instrument.
Yeah.
And then what are the next goal of Gua? I get a goal of Jamaquan.
Yeah. Emmanuel Ragman Ragu la Bergman wa
Emmanuel Ragu.
Okay.
Hey. And then Emmanuel Ragu again I'm now la atumile no gur gabal la bas gitaka la bas gitio na kinto lo en ke leja mara anke no era lo ka mudu wa keyboard so
yeah
en kro la ta tv sha ra mar ga dile mo ngai toran pelang na na ngai dia ga mko lo wa toga ri ye ga o so then let them tabola and leader bas gita guy master ege master ile wa vale na small gifted gaga pabe ya music
ya
wa ule tele le gita gana baga pal access ya relevant ana bambo nchile le gita gar gamtsa ne ale gatara munura ba gena ba fibe
ya
Yeah, and that's why I experienced the music really after my whole, because I was exposed to different things, many different things. And then I used to also attend their services. It's a different church, mind you. It's Assemblies of God. I'm from Emmanuel Assemblies.
Mm.
The type of songs where they sing, where they are challenging. And you, as you all know, Assemblies of God is a church where musically it reach too much. So I was exposed to many songs, different genres, and you know, where I was challenged musically.
Okay.
After Gile, from our Gregil.
Okay.
And then after from our challenge, the more the love of music Gile from our influence, our not to an extent, the hour. You just want to come out, only to your music, maybe your check.
Okay.
I was obliged to follow music. Like Mutolo, Ragarazano, who presented the best in me, Agarabu, Utengi, where to the Mazarin Jamino.
Okay.
Gurukuman and then a Lancia Sefela, some Balele. Budogar gave embarrassment in Yanagam Komuanya. So that thing you learn challenge too much, or you come out check music, and then the fail a different music, Lujera Mugaji.
Okay.
And then at the end of the day, Gabaga, Gagualela, Gatagana, Levangas, you pay this as Ulus old room from that very same church assembly, and then Mizuka Gualabe, and I'm very grateful for that.
Okay. So let me do this before Jela Bill. Ginago Logella, another person, Gogajadi, or Gilogella Mangne. So then Eregumologel, and then Wena, Esumutaba with this person, Udla Moderare, Afile, comfortable. Ne? So and then irigi gi ya song ya ditheto dia utswanela ke tamalata no.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Samuel.
Dumela mseledi ra o mema ka mo stationing fa rena fa by the grace radio. Kona ke www.radio.bythegrace.org urukuma 0831 4052 and then rena lwena. Rememile mogoba Matsiba from Matsipane currently in Gauteng. Mogoba Matsiba ra o moela ka mo stationing fa rena.
Oh, ke lebo wa moediwa.
Ke dole o le aye and then polelo no e kwamola ka mko e kwamola o bona a wa go tshela selo le ntse re go fi.
A wa ke lebo.
Mogoba Matsiba, ro memile mo wetsa bagolo e o bolela ka bophelo ba monne ba re go mokhantsi gogejo. Guru guru ga le ba ga re mokhantsi gogejo. Ke tla dira la mazwalo na. So mokantsi go jwa ba ka tsebe lore and then do mema ka mo station sa re na o ba le rena today it's a surprise to him.
Okay.
Pele nka go la pele o ka no murumelisa and then ga o botsa rena ro jola ja be.
Okay. So wena mo dantsi?
Hello hello muratu.
Ah wena re sala wona muratu.
Ba gore re nga re bolela ka bophelo ka monno mo khantsi go ga jwa le re nga re briefly le re thalose jo rena motho yo o re go mo khantsi go ga jo le mo tsira byane kae and then ke mo tswa mo khutla mane.
Alright, I'm not sure whether o re go kona o thalose briefly na because o na le lojo di ntse jenga di apa o ka yena since
six of time.
Okay. Okay, Aaron, I go for re go kae like as in like re thakane kae la mathomo.
Mm.
Ara go pula le tlo bona re thomile from Sunday school back in like 2001, I don't even remember.
Mm.
Sunday school something like more than 10 years ago.
Yes, go kale ma.
Yeah. Re ni primary ka iti snobelwa, ra tsena assembly of God ka moka. From Sunday school, re carry ke le ka di grade ra tsena mo toboni ka moka like that's where na le ena tlomile o tsivana ona and before I forget we've been neighbors.
Oh, le makhelwane bo zwo
yeah re ya baka terata
le di sugire le fetela ne ya jana jana
re ne ke jana ga ma dari da mati.
Oh, that's why I had too much, so, okay. Kya ibo wana tabai.
Ukwela pili, otalosauri, kumu tomu kudamani, yo kukutaisa a lot of things. He's been a brother to me, he's been like, ibile kia mudumeri sa nivele, nale na reale gara almost ga age, maru sa zake mbija mraj.
Oh, wa.
Kamu kwa eno, rawe, kama lumi kokejo, ibile kia brother kokejo.
Yani.
Kore, enki toga, enki sa degi taga taga, ene, maisa zaiga mga, kati lang kubula kokejo. There's never a dull moment with him.
Yeah.
Even Loro, what's on your Utena Gamukami goes? I'll tell you the Lazaro while I'm a moment. I don't know where he's the Levan Nagali Salam Kuzaman. Utena can tell her like.
Hello?
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
Boraki yo mokwa ifo zida runo ncho mwenyana ayi. Yore kia sande skulu gana gwela o nereke werke zida ryo mwa awe. Kuku jaka sika ona. Uke zida ryo mwa awe. Kuru tora gale leme. Kure nyo kukula riki zita yu budele ga ayi.
Dele ba amati bagar le bile zila vengwore kukwe zo mkante. Logwa nae and then high primary. Lo gwana e lo gwa mo do bone combine ke gere ke mo tsara combine ke se go lonya so sa makhoa le mo khantse go ke jo e le mo so mo khutsa mane mo zgoloni mo mara
o ke jo a se mo tlhopela ba pila ma ntse o taka tsagana o kuma na tsela go pele ba bongwe sekolong a pila ba bongwe direke ene a pila ba bongwe a ya ne
mm
ka jone ke mo tsoba kana ga ra go dira tsene ya ga e sore ke ne ka jana di sugiri gona. Oh, I go on a little school. If it's a motor, you're going to feel like you're going to sing a principal of Kerugoga, who's really a motor, the Doro Villa Motulu, Umuro Villa Zo, Valu,
Yeah, you are allowed.
Yes, he is
22. Good, 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 man. Good, 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 good,
good,
mara tukana ke olana
o da mara o ka susile mo kana no mi re mi tse
ke bonus ke bonus ya kire
o di mo mdo mo ya ke tja di tse o fajo le the blessings
I receive
anointing and everything not mingwa ya wa be ka eminyana
ba tle je le mna mo le wa mo kan tse go gejo Baile ga tswantsor eh William tsaka mata e introduce tsora tsona bo manura go bu and then ba ba hanga ka motse ya music and then masalo ga pa jalo go kona le ga tlo tsora tsija o gatara so le nake ga o se ka this time and then go mobile late birthday and then o le ba fano tsere ja mo
Walla ne
ai ten agri uzo da mo bella le ga assignment
eh ya no bo mo bella la ti mano amuka eh what I like most about this guy o eda so what mo kwa ba ke apa gore taba ya we ya ba fani eh wa ruwe gwa tshapelo lo ga di kudro.
Okay.
So it's a good thing, and then now I consider it just a calling to him.
Mm.
And then as it's a calling to him, and then I give him a very serious guy, and then in your own goal, I'm calling it the lane.
Mm.
Yeah, we know no quarter lagar le du le lona. Lona ya quarter le.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Wargman, Mutileji, Regaia, Dala Song, Raya Baba Jung Yanagir. Agri Mutileji, Samu, Mutileji, Samu, and Gaia Baba Junagir.
How are you not made to a million?
Okay, Rona made the Gasong Yori, Masingita, and then Riavoya. We're not going to tell us our father behind.
www.bythegrace.org or info@bythegrace.org or welcome on our WhatsApp number 083-240-52 or America's Cat Arena, which is 083-800-9814. We will be able to celebrate the
Maralina la makweru le jwa kae makweru ye jwa kae
nta mongwe o go ke jo to motonga bo bo it's a mix
oh it's a mix
dale a ke tsore u ila lo introduce wa to bolo lo yona le lindzulo lo re makweru a musaka jana
okay
dale le rama magara eri go go bolo ni o se mo mo le jo ma e makweru go tla pensela e makweru go tla ha e makweru ya tsoro lo.
Oh.
Bele gar sala kuno pela ki ndi ya mo ditor no. Ni ga ona rno mo palo na beke e bela wena ga ni tlila room.
Wa le gushi shar makweru ra uri na bo makweru wa gushi wa bano ri makweru makweru wa gushi ra uri na.
Mokanse.
Tobel.
Le gushi shar makweru ra uri.
Mr. Malaban arno ku byela swaku na tenyongo byisa hi Xitsonga makweru swi vula swaku n'wana wa ka hina n'wana eso ya. Ya na wena o makweru.
O bani kwa bo ya makweru wa wena.
Ya ele hosini.
Awa ele hosini.
Ya.
Awa ni kente. Ya makini nitu mara na mkanti wa gojwa rupu jwa makweru ira o rende ni mwande yeshu. Ere sila ba tele jiskala wala or. And then reba kwa ba tiga mga abrona. Rebo teresu bua samuji mba tele. Tafile bala jaya orno. kusana rapisa na kabutu leselabala batredi barina kara station sarina rinalo nukupa matiba Pastor Pet and then Pastor KK lime silivia and then hey. Lime John Mama Bolo rinalo na
Bobbet, I am evangelist.
I am evangelist and then Macy.
Good.
No relevo and then three level. Pastor Petro na Lerena.
Yeah, na liye na mu. Kayo mu.
Type of an introduction. Let me just greet everybody. Let me greet every listener that is listening to us. We are live in the studio. I'm not in Swaziland. I'm here in Midrand today. I greet Pastor KK. I greet Sister Mercy. I greet Lisesi. I forgot her name. Yes, Poshia. Yes. And who else? I did not forget Kokejo. Ke dumedisa le muruti mama bolo as well. I just want all of you hore le dumele bana beso. Dumela.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Ah baba mo gare jwa le ai ba ile borokong jwa.
Evangelist Messi we ile borokong.
Yeah, Evangelist Messi is still there. Muruti KK wa Mubango is still there. Oh, Aina Sutu, Gana Mubango, Tokena is Khale. Yeah, well, wow. Kitu Medise, this wonderful brother of ours, Brother Kokejo. What a man. What an energetic man that he is. He's full of life. He's full of jokes. He's lively. There's no dull moment with him. There's no tension. Every tension is fused here in Ahagena. And indeed, kidumela na lo enantate Samuel, how re no, kipitso ntwena, because it comes so naturally. And yes, it makes us to be together. It makes us to be united. And it gives us laughter. So it's such a wonderful thing. Yeah, well, come and just singing. I don't know. I think Poshia sings very well. Yeah, I think Poshia is all capable. Yeah, oh, what song would you like to sing for him? What song would you like to sing for him?
Why can't we just thank the Lord for this wonderful day, Lorungu Ograntle, and then our lovely brother, our son, and then...
Exactly what I had in mind when I somewhere about this song, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I also had Messi in mind when you spoke about this song.
I knew it.
I had Messi and Poshia in mind.
So there's this song, so we are gonna do a song, that song. But I think. I don't know. I'll think or challenge her, or I do it solo now.
Yeah, you can do it solo. We already had you in mind.
Masingita iwe, natin swalo iwe. I think the lava kuti spell. I just love that part. Yeah, masingita iwe.
You can go for it.
Masingita iwe. Iwe,
manje mangoro re monne o a tsise le o fana na yobo.
Yes, o sa tsapelele.
In brief, botse botse yobo yo bolela nga yona. E be le mo swa mkhutsa mana ka re re nga re monne wa di marenga ra di ya go shisha ru di ya bya. Can you briefly give us the character of Job in short?
Job o ba na le kgotlelelo. He was very patient.
Yeah.
That man, I don't think there's any other man who is like him.
Mm.
Wow. He's such a faithful, he was faithful to God even when he was in pain. Remember, we tend to forget. Not only in pain, we forget that he exists. We forget to thank him. Really, and then we go, we move away from God. But Job will do that. Just stay there.
Mm.
Just stay there, no matter what, just stay there. And just keep on praising God. He will do it. Now, the Bible says, after all the suffering, everything he had taken, ill double their name. Just because of patience.
Yeah.
So, Eric, would you say, Bargman, Mutile Juarina, Mutile Juarina, Kidogi Wanana?
Kumane.
Rimanya, Rimanya, Rimanya,
Rimanya, and then Eraka, Rimanya, Gubanka, Nkitabra, Tilejvaran, and then Gagapi Nanyana, Gamasa, Sinjagam.
Okay, Ari, Wafebe Gabi. Mwashig Mugrey.
Vasileji Rasanale na station is Arnasa by the Grace Radio. Today Kumutaganagalo Namrena. And then give us a quote say we celebrate Mazwalo Amutanga over Nagogojom Kantigo Gay. Iguan Yasilu celebrating and then Kambe Ikensanash Kwembu. And then Matile Jaramo Leni and then a surprise guest Yolonga by Mijamadrumi Slobobeja Mazum Sukara Wamoela and then Gara Station Kare.
Well, why did you get a kidogi? You got that why did you get a kidogi? I will know why did you get a kidogi.
Morena, Subeja.
Panaga.
Rumi Milia Gamo Station in Sare and Nassau Tompe as a solo by the Grace Radio.
Yeah, three.
And then the Tilegi Babanchinchi, more than 1,000 Vatilegi, and then Mugizua Rena, all Gizigale. Musimano Abrenam Kansugo Gejo, the finest comedian in Limpopo. So he was not aware we are gonna invite you. So it's a surprise to him since you are one of his friends. So yeah. Before Orkwana Tele, Umul Medi say And then with you, the most dear Nalaba Rudi, Muruzi Mama Volo, who passed on Devele, who passed on Malaji KK, and then we evangelist Meslevia, and then Utrecia Matiba Mukhova. And then Mana Lorena, Muruzi Mama Volo.
Tobin.
The Labato of Ujar, Tresia Matiba Mukhova. The Modulua, the one of the famous DJs Gagwabulo Veruga Guava Mijanor Mufina.
Oh, Mufina wala wa sound DNA of this Agugo
Gage. Yes, we want to use this sound at the concert or the Rijevu Falmis Fago from Just Celebration. So yeah. So it was a great event.
Okay.
And then our celebrants, and then from there to Obudor Gualabelevia.
Hola, 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 hola.
Where we? Where
we? Hola, hola, man, Urinida. By the Grace Radio. Lilinaga wali leja mus.
So enki patiwa gamri datari digi na gya omo ena kindo bisa go gejo. Why?
Ante. O butu wana lo gogo jolo thagan gamutra vinjam mino ka.
Digatari digi jana jay thagan channel msago.
Alright.
Yeah, hey, wam kola mshu.
Then besides na bajijar gatara jewe and then. What more do you do as friends? Cause like us know about musically fail.
Mr. Malaban. Mr. Malaban.
Well, Maratava, Sukwarasa, Ulmurana, Mukansi Gogejo, Ubonagaru Pilunviao. Kitty CJ Lipet Ruanyana, since Utagana Lugo Gejo. O bona gare u ka no tswana le mathomoni na
a nga se zwo gore wa tsakana le go feta o nya ka foka tsana le mathomoni
eh
department ke di tsiya na ni go re tswara mo a abiyani a di le bona ka le papale se mara ya na a wa o do tsentse se mo le wa tsentse
ya
ke se ya go di we hope
eh a wa tsentse je le se
a no arlebo matelo a morana mokantse Mr. Tobe, Jarlebo, Valle, and Aramo Station in Sarena.
How are you native, Baba? Give me to take this little step.
Yeah, come on, Yadomue, Omo, Luren, then Aubunolor, Mutokuman, and then Aubunolor, and then Vatuave Moana. So you are lucky to be part of this presentation today.
Give me to thank you, for the disinterest.
Yeah. And the level of children celebrator, and then the yellow will run Mr. Mukansi again. Go get your Mukansi.
Toel.
Go get your Mukansi.
Toel, a Malaba.
We are got to the Loyaga. Legam Kolo, let's be Lagona. You are lucky to be part of by the grace. Mukansi, you know, Lena.
Toel.
You are very lucky to be part of this family. They've sacrificed their time. They've sacrificed all their doings ba sacrifice ye a lot of things. And then not only by the grace family, but you are lucky to be and then on the station today live. Cause Vatilaji Barba Tilajiji, you are lucky. Ubama feeling a way out, Yavo, Nava Tilaji Barba Tilaji, and then Ravayamu Gidro, Munyanoru Gidzagaomo. So consider yourself as a lucky guy. And then since you are lucky, Mranako Kejo. Gimanju afi auga afau, and then maelana li say it will raging today, cause it's rare, or and then a birthday yamoto is celebrated on the radio. It's for the first time lena gave on. So as lucky as you are, as blessed as you are to have this kind of family in your life. And then we come and we tell you about Tiana, we tell Tiana, we tell you about Tiana, your birthday on air. And then the man you are, see, our guy found a little bravo. This man you are a bravo fella. And then we tell you about and then the way in the barren, I was so bad. We are going to Pastor KK, and then Pastor Mjabele, the way we are going to Mr. John Mamabolo. Ba pile o ya ga mkobadzao ga ona ga wena, and it's very important hore re bolale midiro ya motho ya mabotse a sa phela ra tuana mara na mkanzi
towe
ene regatara ravetsuwa ga mulimu o ba rapanishwa ga mulimu if lo jere re bolela o ga wena as a jona. So, gabu di pana rienga ore. O sa ilo ya ofa manjua li za vwa mrena mkanzu. Ifu unu omo lorre ki edaga mata. Unaboro fukuja uke gabela. So, let me take this opportunity gife our celebrant wa teleji. And then before our celebrant ado ofa manjua li za vwa. And then lulu ribrifo guwa lukuwa and then rubele a music rinche a short verse of music from the studio and then kotabarujo and then our celebrant re kwa manju awe aulika na le mwa ya awe 22 by the grace radio tune in.
Favor shall follow me everywhere I go. Money shall follow me everywhere I go. Miracle jobs shall follow me everywhere I go. Cause I am favored. Cause I am favored.
And then he's our celebrant, he's 22 years old today. And then, and we hope the message that we are gonna get, and then he's 22 years old as well. Marana Gogejo, Gabri Bana, get this manual to the station, to our listeners, and all the guests that are here today. Marana Mkanzi.
Tobe. Tobel. Gadola.
Maram Kans.
Tobel, Gadola, Mr. Malabon. Let me take this great opportunity, Kamuka, the whole family apart, Kijena Kamuka Kilitamis, Kililabu, Vaishani, Kamuka, the member Kamuka by the Grace Radio, by the Grace Ministry, Kamuka Volina, Balasan Rumiching, Mantswe mi message ya on lagala cha matlase le mahlono lo ke raoa ke le lebu wa le bolena ke rei a ke na manchi ba re pele wa fisa ke se re pele ona ke gae mara pele wa fisa ba tele jika muka erin ke le botse mantswa le bo pastor KK wa sabule jo rno na ke na motho yo la wao Wow, fitakara event, ka verga ujali mistake kwa lukua, after all, then ya ba nagi creator no edi chuku. Bele, basa abilega mkwa, ya gini, dilega anamu gidhile, Mr. Malaban, gido cheka labo Mr. Mama volo ka anamu, di mistake. Ya, bele, ka yu zargina mtu amuli media, ya kona udula labo ruti ka studio, agara Mr. Malaban.
Gini,
bele okay bathele jika mka ame comedian right ke na go ya ka bele ya comedian right so bele ke khona re kidu jile muruti ka mko a tshwere bible akere kwa studio mind you akere abaika mokirekeni ba khona o ka fita mka glory let's take a reading from the book of man ke mka the interpreter la bala ar balin akere then bulena le bala ka mokirekeni pelo so ai ka mo studio ona le nna re thona ke na executive producer mind you muruti dia jao bala dia bala ono tswara ka mka a tswara bible what's mo bible no na le mo ba bolelana ka bana ba Jacob wa itse bantho ya Mr. Malabane ona le mo ba bolelana ka bana ba Jacob pele muruti o palla go bala tsare bana ba Jacob o ka se kuisho go di ene Mr. bana ba Jacob Kubana bache akobo, Mr. Malabani. Wano rulieri. Mwenye kore, vana bache akobo. Vana bache akobo. Ya, Mr. Malabani, rikine peni kijena kwa mkwa kilita mise kilile huwe kwa mkwa vule na. Lisantile jijene, lisantile jakira tau bucha watoro Lele rilo upela negeri kilibizi kilitile jije kinyakali mistake. Awa, vele, awa. Diloliza maila avoze. There is this song on alamutu yomu wa anamol fasen lale na bargi king ya wole na king manata. So the king manata wale na ona le that song bari. Uru le simmagisha. Kizubu alum le simmagisha ini. Wabon. Uru le simmagisha. So nga kwana waka fita anamu. Ka fita anamu pili abatu. Kumbukali naka toma ka goshela king manata. Kana. Oh yeah, kimbagise. Oh Jesus, oh alantieleja Mr. Malabano re bolela kaen. Hallelujah.
Hey,
go pera. Hey, it's a good thing re bolena le tieleje message. Go tsona le batho ba majaji ke ba tieleja muruti wa fita kirekana re. Hallelujah. But I thought I said today, but I receive. Are today, I receive. I was with my girlfriend. I receive. And she kissed me. I receive. Oh, but RTLA general. What the message says. This guy no taka jago scream. Marisa timur realine. Oh, what? Today, I receive. Yesterday. Today, I was with my girlfriend. Yeah, I receive. She kissed me. She gave me her. You see, Mr. Malaban. So, but then you come. I will break it down Rasado celebrator Baba Nyakano keke Arthaka nino nale nazia tembalise Teksi renge lita wale vwe Area feja moho Kichina kwa mga gili tamise gili lehu Gira uwa Abao tona labole na abao Abao kia lehu For the first time ke celebrate my birthday on the radio. Kere ke a leboa, ke a leboa, ke a leboa. Ke ta fetša na mo. Thank you.
O sa boela fase mo rena mkhansi.
Morudu ke ke malaji o ka ro active o ka ro wele mo mobile.
All right. Morudu Ndebele.
Yes sir, yes sir.
Mo rena mkhansi o di se jemanju awe a le devo. He's 22 years old today. He's turning 22 years old. So since he's 22 years old, what do you expect from him from now on?
Thank you so very much. And again, I just want to greet every listener that has been listening throughout. And I just want to say he must not change. He must become more of who he is and more of what God has made him to be. He must not be taken by every wind out there. He must not try to imitate other people. He is himself, and we love him the way we are. And indeed, it is the favor from the Lord to have him. So what I would say to him is that he should not change. He should press on. He should move forward. And he should just become more of himself as he continues to work hard, as he continues to respect people, as he continues to make people laugh, to diffuse the tension, and to continue to work for God, because this is the ministry, and it does a lot of teaching to the people. So we just appreciate him so very much, especially as by the grace as well to be part of our wonderful team. We just want to say yes, congratulations to him that he has reached 22 years, and we know that he's still going to reach many, many, many more years. Utlahula, ahole, ahole.
Ano rale rale ba manjwa tutela jomrut. Moishan, Matsiba Tricia Mkhuba.
Forever.
Munoyo is turning 22 years today.
Na,
let's walk over na yana, movement yana, last year, or 21st birthday party.
Nchi ya wana lile rule.
Awo wana. Ay, eriri swara na moru door na Mr. Mkansu argi ni gato. Mr. Mkansu, what happened?
Mr. Malabane, last year ne le bona ke sa thoma ye ya comedian ye mara ke sa chaba chaba ke a ke khona ka bija ma ke a ke ba bona ga ra ar ke a bona ne ke dile ga san mi roba casino ka Polokwane. Ra re guile re ka meroba casino, then a ke khona ka ba mema bo maki mara ke gulu go ba ise jije ke ke gana go
ya
re le buile
a no re le buile go ndu ke tle ka kula, and then mara next time lo bo le ba ishane man lo ja mko ja bo 21 le ya ga re ka mo ga re khobaka ga man jo man wo you still owe them re sa jola pele marutsa Tricia. Velo ka moishane, and then manjua mafelo lo ka boja wa mita mkansi ko ka ejo esu ya kona wrap up with our show e ka ba again.
Yo, I've already wished him a happy birthday, but then I had something in mind during the show, which reminds me of the song that I sang by Innocent Mumba. The song says that Lord, I'm tired of being on the same place. I am tired of doing the same thing. So I want to say to Kogeto today, I care a cola. Whatever challenge I take on, I wanna move pilon. Akaso attend like his life around from the face of God into the world. But then he must focus on God and ask God that God, from now on, at this moment, na agifilo, agibuele marao, no matter how challenging it is. No matter how stormy it is, I'm not comfortable. Take me to another level. Enlarge my territory. Aska wela marao mara ajwele bili. Go empower abantu. Go entertain abantu. Like all the good things that he's doing. Mara aska alivala and turn away from the face of God.
No, lebo manju atutalejo. Anji dawa jamko batseleji. Rale toka kamata gari in most cases ukumana ru domanjwa muko
and then ngana go jela mo kuma o thomilwe tsenze kae and e ba mali ma because o thomilwe tsenze u ba wa bua le motho le ru file a ka kona o tsaselo. So that's one I keep on saying, my guy, you are very much blessed to have this kind of family, the kind of neighbors, the listeners in your life, because you are able to experience religion or what have we asang vadi the most luma piloni avon. So okay, Ezala, today you should just thank God. Or God, thank you for giving me this wonderful family, the supporting family. One dwagger.
Yeah, Malabar.
Hey, so Rarjola Bele, Evangelist Messi.
Evangelist Messi will start in.
Yeah, no, Matilia, and then Gina Guadi, but Rafaela Namela Metare. And then Metare Fela Ikawa and then Vawela Fasa on a Dabar Donova Tinta. Lama Felello, Erin Registra Gasir, the father of the house, the studio manager, and then the founder of the station, and then the director. This chancery, briefly, Abu Leleman Jotu Telejo, to his son, Mukanzugo Gejo, in the studio, and then to also encourage him, the career, the challenges that he might face, IRIB is like a study, so, and then the way forward, and then, from him, will also learn a lot. Mr. Mamavolo.
Tovela, Mutilige.
Eren Gijena Goewe, and then Gilari Meona.
Okay, Mutiliji.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Mutiliji, I thank you. Gogojo, remember tonight we were talking about enjoy life. So I'm going to give you this verse again and to also to our listeners. You should enjoy life as it is now. So don't wait tomorrow to enjoy life. Don't say, I'm going to enjoy life when I turn 40. I'm going to enjoy life when I get married. You must enjoy life as you are still young. And you must enjoy life as you still alive. Because the thing is, we don't know when we're going to die. But from day zero until today, as you are 22 years. But on the cake, unfortunately, they printed 23. I can't change it. So, because last time he said 23 when I spoke to him. So, and I took that 23, I gave them to print. So, but I wanna say to him that maybe, you know, he did not know how to calculate them. I can't blame him.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to calculate.
Oh, I'm a comedian, man. I was joking.
Maybe we should wait with this cake until he's 23, because I can't tell them to somehow change it already, because I think it's gonna be ready on Thursday. I mean on Friday. Actually, I'm gonna close it on Friday, so we will just see. Well, because he said 23 when he spoke to me, so but anyway, he doesn't know how to calculate, so he thought he's turning 23, can't he? Or maybe he's turning 23, Mus. Can't he? Yeah.
No, he's 22.
He's 22 now, but he's turning 23.
No.
The customer is always right. Even the comedian is always right. Please, don't blame me.
Okay, all right, okay. Muteleji bona, teleja. Naori is always right when he said 23. So we will say, we will just assume or rather no blame a Satan 23. Yeah, so I was saying worry to every listener we've listened, I want to say you must enjoy life as is now. So enjoy whatever that you do. If you are working, don't worry, just enjoy that work. Whatever that you are doing currently now, just enjoy it. And because God gave you this opportunity. So that at the end of the day, you will be like Solomon, who said, I never saw anyone who enjoyed life like myself. So if you enjoy life, you're going to be like Solomon. when you enjoy life, you're going to be like Paul saying that I have fought a good fight of faith. So, thank you, Mutelage.
No, KK.
No. We'll start ring.
Mutelage, remote www.radio.org. 083-240-53. Rinalo wena Mutelage, rijika mavengeleni. Rita vuyerlala na lwena vuthu.
Let it rain. Open the flood.
Morna di teto di outsanelo. By the Grace Ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texrec, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the deep here. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the deep here. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's going to be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
www.tragedybythegrace.org 083-240-52. From Friday to Sunday, By the Grace Ministry Soul Winning Campaign, just for a soul. Just we're going to wrap up our show. And then we'll celebrate a birthday. Yeah, this funny boy, Mukanti Favor Makweru. Okay, And then focus.
Oh, give thanks unto the King, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the King, for His mercy
forever at Village. Let's meet again tomorrow from 6 o'clock. And then Tabarina Lena Batilage Gamoka, especially Sarna Sasaradea by the Grace Radio, www.radio.bythegrace.org.
Why was there 3 o'clock? Why was there 3 o'clock? Why now? 6? Why was I willing to get 3 o'clock?
I'm also a comedian.
Oh, you are also a comedian.
I'm also a comedian. So, okay. Mara, I would say, Moya, because of our call, Pastor Petro is supposed to just sing for us a short verse.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm just going to continue to the verse you were already singing, because it's a wonderful verse.
All right.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, his mercy endureth forever.
Wow. There is so much talent in this house.
Okay, music heals and talk. So then, okay.
Emrus.
Ahe.
Ergashiba Travongande.
Okay.
So as you hear the key as well, I think you should continue with something as well.
Oh, you mean me? No, you know why? I
he's a comedian as well.
What I will do is I will no I will no you know why, ne? It's fine. Let's reserve it for Friday. Let's reserve it for Friday. Our listener, they must just continue tuning in, because we're gonna be live at Lenesia. So then they must just. Yeah, let's reserve it for Friday. So I don't want to spoil the mood for soul winning, Owen. But because I want to sing this song, because if I sing now, where are the ushers now?
Because people are going to fall.
Yeah, then now it's gonna start by you there as you play the keyboard or the guitar there. You're gonna fall. Then there's not gonna be any sound.
I know, I understand, Pastor. I'm Matiba Mohoba for joining us today.
Never one, no.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for sacrificing your time. We know you are a busy lady, and then the job that you are currently doing, and then you also need to rest, but you honored this invitation. And sacrificed all you are doing to just honoring the. So it means God has a job to do. And no, may the good God bless you. By the grace radio, and then thank you. And then our president. Ndona Ramulavu, Manjuari Filo, and Kalimusion, maybe the recap the Vigayona. And then, his presence was highly appreciated indeed.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah,
we appreciate, even though when I spoke to her during the day, she was somehow, she knows what she said. And then she said, somebody's phone, you know? I mean, you call and it's your phone, you said, somebody's phone. And, I thank her for honoring the invite. It's been awesome. And, actually, we were surprising Kokejo, Marivata, Mukanzi. No, that's another winter. No, our honorary as another Rasta Gumudi there. No, Rasta, because now one, because no one yesterday by the very people they can smoke. So then, at least now, as another Rasta, no, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, because we just legalized now.
Yeah, so Wawana and then, yeah.
Everyone has to learn about 2 years, right?
Kumana Zikisha, Visha, Visha.
Yeah.
No, no, thanks to our listeners by the Grace Radio, thanks. And then all our guests, and then thank you very much.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
We give you the highest praise.
Thank you very much, Mutheleji Samuel Malabani, the host of String Hills and Talk. Thank you very much. It's been awesome. And thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So you tomorrow, don't forget your show, Pap. And
yeah, no,
make same plan. What time? 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, sharp.
Prophetic light.